riding on the city of New Orleans.
Back in 2012, the band I was in, John Riley and Friends, was invited to travel by train with Willie Nelson and Band of Horses. It would have been quite the adventure. I mean, just imagine riding the rails with Willie, guitars in hand, making music along the way.
All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolled along past houses, farms, and fields.
Willie Nelson was on television quite a bit when I was growing up. There he was, in his sneakers, in those dolphin shorts, a tank top, long braided hair, and, of course, that beat-up old guitar he calls Trigger. I later learned that when Willie ran into a little tax trouble with the IRS, Trigger became part of the story. The guitar, a well-worn Martin classical, was considered priceless, not just because of what it was, but because of what it meant.
Well, hello there. It's been a long, long time.
People love Willie Nelson for a lot of reasons. Some admire his easygoing vocal style. Others appreciate his place in outlaw country or his willingness to speak his mind. But if you ask me what I love most, I'll tell you, it's his guitar playing. Behind that relaxed voice is one of the finest rhythm guitar players you will ever hear.
But I don't know when though, 'cause I never know when I'll be back in town. But remember,
Willie was born in 1933 in Abbott, Texas, and at 93 years old, he's still touring and he's still releasing new music. And he's in good company. Bob Dylan, Buddy Guy, Paul Simon, Mick Jagger, and Paul McCartney continue to make music well into their 80s, and it reminds me that the pursuit of music often outlasts the limits of the human body. For many musicians, the pursuit of a song is a lifelong calling.
Today I looked in the mirror, and I caught me by surprise. The man I saw looking back at me, almost didn't recognize.
Every now and then, Willie Nelson would wander a little off the beaten path and find a song that catches you by surprise. And here's one that I've always loved. That was Willie Nelson with Ooh Eh Too, Mon Amour. Country music has always been deeper than we sometimes give it credit for. It is a tradition filled with unforgettable songs and remarkable songwriters and voices that have a way of staying with us long after the record stops spinning. Rebels and Outlaws is a must-see show in Medora, North Dakota, at the historic Old Town Hall Theater. Featuring a cast of six, it brings some of country music's golden hits back to life. In fact, the show's subtitle, Country Music's Best, seems to tip its hat not only to the songs, but to the band, too. The set list reaches from Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson to unforgettable songs written by Clint Ballard Jr. and Johnny Bush. And woven throughout is a fun and easygoing production where leads Trenta Barnes and Bill Scott Sheets play off one another with an easy chemistry that makes the evening feel as relaxed as an old front porch gathering. Well, I recently sat down with the cast to talk about the music and the stories and what it's like bringing these songs to life in Medora, North Dakota. Let's head over to the Old Town Hall Theater.
Rim's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me, my Bobby McGee.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
This is radio. Can we, like, kick it up a notch?
Oh, kick it up a notch. It sounds like that's what it is. Come on.
We are pleased to welcome the cast of Rebels and Outlaws, country music's best, now playing at Medora's Old Town Hall Theater, Bill Scott and Trenna, Jay and Hunter, and Mike and Carlos. Welcome everybody to the Great American Folk Show.
Hello.
All right. Well, the show is called Rebels and Outlaws, Country Music's Best, and it celebrates artists like Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, and others whose music has become part of America's soundtrack. Why the title? And then what is it about these artists that continues to resonate with audiences generation after generation?
The title came about because it's the outlaw era of country music. You know, it kind of started with Johnny Cash kind of changing the game as far as country goes. I mean, that lyric of shoot a man just to watch him die, you know, back in 55. And then moving forward of the era, you started seeing people from California and Austin, Texas go against the Nashville way of doing music in country. So that was the rebel mindset. They were outlaws of music.
And some other people who were part of that genre, because it kind of became a genre, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Would be like Buck Owens and then maybe a little
David
bit
Allen.
Of...
you got Hank Williams Jr. was a big part of that movement. I mean, Family Tradition was basically a song about the outlier, that he was switching away from the old-fashioned way of doing music.
These were independently minded people, men and women, who were stepping up to the mic, doing this kind of music, but they were also writing their own songs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, writing their songs or writing songs for each other, that was a big one. And then, you had actual poetry. Like Kris Kristofferson, he writes poetry, you know, and he was a prolific songwriter. The song that we perform, me and Bobby McGee, I think a lot of people don't even realize that Chris wrote that song. They all know it from the Janis cover. They just performed music for each other, and they came up with their own way of doing things. Waylon Jennings, you know, like playing guitar for himself, playing the harmonica on his tunes. Willie Nelson, who was part of the early style of country music, if you look back to his stuff in the early 60s. And then he started doing his own thing and, finding herbal remedies for whatever he needed. Yeah. So you started to see the change in culture around that time.
Right. I think people listening now who are fans of Willie Nelson can remember a picture of Willie Nelson back in the day when he was clean cut and wore a suit. And then something kind of changed. It was in the water. And that thing, it was probably sort of mixed in with the hippie movement a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It completely coincided with the hippie movement. Like, and also the reemergence of folk. That's why you started seeing lyrics that really meant something rather than just the typical cowboy way of singing. I mean, like Marty Robbins, for example, with his gunslinger ballads, you know, that was very much of that time. Then you had these guys come out and be like, well, actually, let's talk about what we're dealing with, like emotions. And that's where you started to see that mindset take hold. I mean, it really coalesced in, you know, 68 when Johnny Cash played Folsom Prison.
That was a monumental record. You know, Bill, you mentioned something about folk music, kind of rediscovering folk music again. And there's an entire genre of folk music called the murder ballad. And yes, it sounds like, why would anybody want to listen to murder ballads? But these were songs that told stories of injustices, for example. And they also reminded people that good things and bad things happened before, they're happening now. And they're happening again. Trenna, we're talking a little bit about this catalog. It's not limited to male songwriters. It's female songwriters. June Carter Cash and Maybelle and Sarah, and then Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn. Let's talk about the role that you are sort of reprising.
I love Loretta Lynn. She was ballsy. She said whatever she wants. I mean, sometimes whenever I'm actually performing the songs, I'm like, I wonder if I'm making somebody uncomfortable. But then at the same time, that's what made her so great, is she said whatever she wanted, and she didn't even know that she was famous. Like, she was going down to all the radio stations whenever her husband was kind of forcing her to do that. She didn't even want to do it. And she goes to all these radio stations, and she ends up in Nashville, which is where they wanted to be, and she was number one, and she didn't even know it.
I like how you mentioned that. Sometimes you're singing these songs and you're thinking, oh my gosh, if somebody's not heard this song before, are they going to get offended? Are they going to laugh? Are they going to nod their head? Are they going to stand up and applaud? All kinds of reactions?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I'm amazed sometimes that they cheer so loud, and I'm like, wow, okay, obviously the girls are all right with that, because I'm saying, you ain't woman enough to take my man and Fist City, you know. It's just, they know it's lighthearted, and at the same point, it's not lighthearted.
We're visiting with the cast and the crew of Rebels and Outlaws here in Medora, North Dakota at the Old Town Hall Theater, which is, gosh, it's just one of my favorite theaters of all time. And we're talking about some of the great path makers in country music. We mentioned people like Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn. What I love, too, about these figures is that they all have their own style. Bill, as you probably mentioned here before, Johnny Cash has this thing. What's Johnny Cash's thing?
he's got a lot of things, but I would say his main thing was struggle. I mean, we all know him for his addictions and what he did, but I would say, as a lifelong fan and also a tribute artist and a historian of Johnny Cash's music, his thing is just being himself and striving through absolute struggle. And also, he likes pills.
And you know it's Johnny Cash because he's just wearing one thing all the time, isn't it?
The man in black, yes.
And similarly, Loretta Lynn had her own thing too. How could you describe, in your mind, what makes Loretta Lynn's thing Loretta Lynn's thing?
Well, she always seems to have a wedding dress on, which is amazing to me, because she stayed with the same man forever, and he divorced her and when she was pregnant. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you watch their stories and listen to the movies that she's made, and you're like, why did she stay with that man? Like, she was loyal. And I guess just being in that country mindset, that was what people did back then.
Coal miner's daughter.
That's right.
And she always came out in a wedding dress, and she always played that really cool Epiphone guitar, the Excellente. If you're just tuning in, this is the Great American Folk Show. I have the pleasure of interviewing this remarkable cast and crew who are doing a show here at the Old Town Hall Theater called Rebels and Outlaws. I want to kick it back to Bill Scott Sheets. One of the things I really appreciate about this show is that it's an original show. It's one that you wrote, Bill. Yep. And you also wrote the Cash versus the King show too, didn't you?
Yep.
Where does that come from? And do you find it difficult to like turn the switch on?
You know, as I grew in this business, I've done Johnny Cash for 10 years. And a lot of the inspirations I got was from watching other people do it. You know, just being around a bunch of musicians that were better than me. And I've had a condition called center of attentionitis since I was a child. So, of course, I wanted to go off and create my own thing. But, anybody in this band or anybody who's worked with me in general will tell you I'm a huge fan of bits. That's to say comedic bits. And anybody who saw it, Cash vs. the King, would know that it's pretty much a comedy show disguised as a tribute concert. You know, so that's my art, is combining music with another form of media, be it comedy or whatever. The main thing that I try to do is get into the audience's living room.
Well, thank you, everybody. And thanks to Ellie and to Mark back here who are doing the sound. And we really appreciate it. Come and see Rebels and Outlaws. Thanks, everybody.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let memory talk to me.
That was the cast of Rebels and Outlaws, now playing at Medora's historic Old Town Hall Theater in Medora, North Dakota. Still ahead on the program, a stop in Salt Lake City with local kin, singer-songwriter Hannah Scott from the United Kingdom, and we'll close the hour with the beautiful harmony singing of Michael Antelope from Hamilton, Ontario. Hi, I'm Tom Brousseau, and this is The Great American Folk Show. Spencer Krug is a musician I've known about for a number of years, extremely talented. And if you know the band Wolf Parade, well, then you know Spencer. He recently sent along this beautiful tune featuring Elbow Kiss. There's some beautiful harmony singing on it, and I think you're really going to enjoy this one.
You are like a get to live with who we are. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. We get to live.
Elbow kiss, everyone. Thanks, Sam.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. We go now to Salt Lake City, Utah, my old stomping grounds, and my wife Lizzie's hometown. A quick hello to Meg and everyone at Acoustic Music right down there in Salt Lake City. Local Kin blends traditional instruments with a fresh perspective, creating music that's both rooted and emotionally driven. Before we hear their live session, I want to share one of their studio recordings. This first tune you'll hear is called Elsinore.
River's dry and the devil keeps on running. But he sits with his back against the chair. He closes his eyes and wonders if she's still there. can't break a stare, but he knows it ain't fair. She left him with two tickets for the train. He bent down on one knee with his grandma's diamond ring. She said, I love you, and time will heal this pain. Oh, this ain't love. Oh, this can't be love. Say there's things that we can't change. We can pray to stay, keep it all the same. Cause I love you, I love you. And these fickle hearts, they hold to no longer roam. Make me a home, please hold on. And then she said, she said, if what you see is what you want, then darling, I know you ain't seen enough. Tell me twice, but I know it ain't meant to be this rough. We gave it all from what we got, but in the end we both forgot. It's not about just what you see, it's more about the things you need. Your angel talked, the devil showed, but which was right, nobody knows. We tried to mend this open end, but sorry love, I can't pretend. Oh, this ain't love. Oh, this can't be love. Anybody's coming. The river's dry and the devil keeps on running.
Hi, my name is Baden Ballard and I play with the band Local Kin. Half of us grew up together in Rexburg, Idaho, and that's where we ended up going to college together as well. There was a band on campus called The Locals, and to be a member, you had to be from Rexburg. So as spots opened up, they asked us to join. It was this dream come true. But college ended, everyone went their separate ways, and the band kind of dissolved. I kept writing music and got to the point where there were a couple tracks that I wanted to record, so I reached out to some of the old members and asked if they'd help me out. We had to decide what to call the new project, and we landed on Local Kin. Partly as a tribute to that first band, and then partly as a call out to the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And if you get that reference, hats off to you. But once the tracks were done, you know, life sent us in different directions again for a couple of years. About 3 years ago, I was trying to open for a show, and they told me that if I could get a band together, they would let us play. So I called up some of the old band members. Said, hey, do you want to do this with me? They said, yes. And we played the show. It was a ton of fun. We decided to keep doing it. And the last 3 years have just been a riot. So the song that we're going to play is called Honeybees. And this emotion behind the song is that sometimes you get to a point in a relationship where you can feel that it's run its course. Could be family, could be romantic, could be a friendship. And even when you get the sense it's time, that doesn't mean you stop hoping the universe will bring you around someday. In whatever form it wants to, you know, we'll take whatever it gives us. But the song says, you know, go your own way, take your time, heal. But when you're ready, listen for those honeybees and they'll guide you home.
What you saw, you're at home but feel alone. So you're scared of your own ghosts. You only show what you know. You wear your weight like a stake. The more you gave, the more you prayed. If you need to go, I won't hold you down. But I'll be here if you come back around. Rusty stove, an old port swing, our own mountain stream. Leave a letter, tie your shoes and take your time. Do it for that peace of mind.
We travel now to the United Kingdom. Hannah Scott writes songs about family, about memory, and the places that shape us. Her new EP, Threads, is a beautiful collection of stories told with warmth and honesty. One detail I especially like is that the artwork was painted by Hannah's mother and features Hannah's childhood home. It feels like an extension of the music itself. Before we hear Hannah's live session, here's a song from Threads.
Ghosts have filled this space. The light grows cold around me. I have watched you fade. Now there's nothing left to ground me. As I feel this grief unfold, what I'd give to have and hold.
That was Hannah Scott. And now here is Hannah's live session recorded just for the Great American Folk Show.
So I was around about four when my dad brought a piano home. The story goes that he picked it up secondhand from a friend in the pub. And I still remember coming home from school and finding it in the living room and sitting down at it and trying to pick out some tunes. I was lucky that my parents encouraged music, you know, from a very young age. And I learned classical piano kind of all the way up to my mid-teens when I did my grade eight piano. But I was around about 13 when I first picked up a guitar, also a secondhand instrument brought from a friend for £10, I believe. And I taught myself a few chords, and classical music at that age is kind of not really cool anymore, is it? And so that led me really into discovering pop music and then, you know, kind of more singer-songwriter and folk music. My mum's an artist, and she has done really beautiful artwork for the EP cover and both the two singles on the EP. But it's not the first time that I've worked with her. I released an EP back in 2023, and she did the artwork for that as well. She's a really beautiful artist, so I like to work alongside her whenever I can. I was diagnosed with the condition axial spondyloarthritis in 2015 after a routine visit to a chiropractor. The manipulation of my spine caused a massive flare, and I was lucky I was diagnosed fairly quickly, within 6 months. And within maybe a year to 18 months, my pain and the chronic fatigue that goes alongside the condition was more under control. It definitely has an impact on my music career. Last week I did 5 shows back to back to support the release of the EP, and it's taken me all week to recover from doing those. I'm lucky that my agent, Ant Miles at Fancourt, he understands, and you know, if we're ever doing a more extended tour, then we'll spread the dates out so it's 2 to 3 a week maximum, just because it's so hard on my body physically. But I love going out and playing live, and so I'll always find a way to do that. The songs on this EP are, they come from many different inspirations. So In Your Light is a song I wrote
for my mum's 50th birthday, coming up for 17 years ago. Sitting in the Dark is a song I wrote about renting in London and the pretty bad experiences I had. And then Threads, which is the title track, that's the most recent song. I wrote that in the spring of last year about how connected I still feel to my family home. So lots of different kind of inspirations on this EP. I wouldn't really say I see myself as someone kind of carrying forward that traditional folk genre. I see myself as a contemporary folk artist, singer-songwriter, but I've never really been someone to sit down and write and say, today I'm going to write a song in this particular genre. I just really write what kind of comes out of my brain and my soul on the day and go from there, really.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying the program here. I've certainly loved putting this one together. It's great to have you listening wherever you may be listening from. Thank you for that. And we've got one more stop before we call it an evening. Michael Antelope is an acoustic duo from Hamilton, Ontario, whose music is built around the art of singing harmony. Now, I've always admired the time and the care it takes for two voices to find that third color together. And Lenny McGowan and Doug McBrien do it beautifully. Their new release, Calls Out the Window, has been keeping me company lately. It is the kind of record you put on as the evening settles in. In addition to sharing the live session, I couldn't resist myself from playing a couple studio tracks, and I have a feeling you're really going to enjoy them just as much as I have.
That I saw you in a dream I had last night. Wasn't dirty, but I woke in chills and I cried. She bought me a ticket for the trans Canadian rail, and you said you'd be arriving as I rang the morning bell. And I called you after supper. I was swimming in the sand. I was drenched, sitting pretty, palm in palm of my own hand. Oh my love, I am so sorry. I could never take the blame. The only thing I never gave you was that train. But it's only just a matter of time. I'm only just the contents of my mind. I'm only just a man beside this great big sea. So calm, yet strong, so lovely. Now love is not a virtue, but it changes and it breathes. Beneath my hand, a million things I've wondered, never seen. So when open, 'cause I thought I heard your voice. Maybe I was dreaming, as if dreaming was a choice. As if dreaming was a choice. But still I make my way up midland. I'm the tallest of the batch. You make your way up early just to make me meet my match. 'Cause it is only a matter of time. And I'm only just the contents of my mind. I'm only just a man beside this great big sea. So come, get strong, so lovely.
Come on and love me like I know that you can, 'cause I've seen how you stand there.
plans. I'll leave the other hand. We'll go out tonight. Now we're old lovers dancing in the sand, holding tight, two hands that keep on slipping. By my side, be my taxi ride when I'm stuck outside and I'm wishing on a shooting star or monkey car. Tell me where you are and how to get there. Cause time's a ticking and I won't be late for our dinner date in your kitchen.
Hello, this is Michael Antelope. My name's Doug.
I'm Lenny.
We're super stoked to be on the show. Happy to be able to share our song with everybody. Bridge Over My Head.
That's what it's called. July 16th, we're putting out a record. It's going to be called Calls Out the Window. And we just put out two singles from what that record's going to be. The first one was called Cat Crow. And then this one, Bridge Over My Head. This is our first... This is the first music we have released, and we recorded it kind of a long time ago, and it's really nice to have it sort of see the light of day, finally.
None of our music is very heavily produced, but on the record we have a pedal steel, a little bit of upright bass, and a third harmony coming in occasionally.
Gets a little crazy sometimes.
But this version was just us and our guitars, clearly, as we generally play.
I wrote the song a long time ago, before I even knew Doug, but it was kind of one of the, at least first, like, batch of songs that we got together and played and continued to write. And it's a little strange when you, like, have a song like that, that it's just existed for so long, and then it changes and takes form to whatever's happening.
It evolves. And then you put it on the internet and it is like that forever.
And it's like that forever.
Can never change again.
That's not true. We could make it like EDM.
Yeah, maybe we'll release a different version at some point.
That would actually be really sick if...
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Remix. I like the idea of... This is off topic, but I love the idea of remixing folk music to be like house music. Anytime I've heard that, it's always really funny and it's always really good. So,
like, well, we know what we're doing
I
next.
I promote that, yeah. I don't know if I'm that talented.
Thank you very much for having us on your show. Thanks for listening.
You can keep updated with us on our Instagram, which is Michael_Antelope, or you can send us a lovely little email at michaelantelope.music@gmail.com.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Share in this defeat. You never share how you feel. So I won't let you into that side of my mind. Cause I'm scared I'm far less interesting on the inside. You live. ice till it got too warm, and you made yourself a place in my arms.
And that's our show. We'd like to thank you for listening, and we'd like to thank our guests, the entire cast of Rebels and Outlaws. Special thank you to Kinley, and to Elle, and to Mark, and to Todd Bruce, and to everybody at the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Spencer Krug was on the show, as well as Local Kin and Hannah Scott, and of course, our last session today. What a wonderful session that was. I'll not forget it. Michael Antelope. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Detheridge is the producer and editor, and Lizzie Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. My name is Tom Brousseau. What a pleasure it is to be your host. May you always find that lucky old sun until we meet again.